With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republicans winning control of the House of Representatives, handing the party a sweep and ushering in a new era in Washington. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
With the presidency, the Senate, and the House in hand, the Republican Party has a powerful government trifecta. President-elect Donald Trump and his close ally, Speaker Mike Johnson, have promised an overhaul of the federal government and profound changes to domestic and foreign policy. Republican Congressman Juan Ciscomani defeated Democrat Kirsten Engel in the race for Arizona's 6th Congressional District, giving the GOP enough seats to take control of the House. While the House GOP agenda has yet to be released, Republican leaders said that they would prioritize passing a robust border security bill before working with the Senate to quickly reauthorize Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Republicans have elected South Dakota's John Thune as the next majority leader. He won in a secret ballot vote of 29-24, defeating John Cornyn of Texas and Florida's Rick Scott. Thune says Republicans have a mandate.
A mandate not only to clean up the mess left by the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda, but also to deliver on President Trump's priorities.
And he adds they will reach out to one and all.
I promise to be a leader who serves the entire Republican conference. We'll have an ambitious agenda, and we'll take each and every Republican working together to be successful.
Supreme Court seems likely to keep alive a class action suit accusing NVIDIA of misleading investors about its dependence on selling computer chips for the mining of volatile cryptocurrency. The justices hearing arguments Wednesday in the tech company's appeal of a lower court ruling allowing a 2018 suit led by Sweden firm to continue. This is SRN News. In Louisiana, the Ten Commandments are on hold.
The state has a law that requires all public schools post the Decalogue in every classroom, but a federal judge has suspended the legislation while a challenge plays out in court. The American Civil Liberties Union is representing a group of families who believe the Ten Commandments law is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The commandments were to be displayed along with the Mayflower Compact and other documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians around the world at its peak that may have no precedent in recent history. However, the faith continues to spread. The Pew Research Center projecting by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on earth than there were in 2015. Experts say most of that increase will likely come in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. This is SRN News. A major recall from General Motors. Correspondent Bill Alexander has the latest on that story.
Nearly 462,000 vehicles have major transmission problems, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall involves some models of the 2020 to 2022 Chevrolet Silverado, GMC Sierra, 2021 Cadillac Escalade, the Chevrolet Tahoe, and the GMC Yukon. The transmission control valve on the impacted vehicles may fail, causing the rear wheels to lock up, increasing the risk of a crash. General Motors is asking its dealers to immediately stop the delivery of the affected vehicles. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Wall Street numbers for Wednesday. Dow Industrials gaining 47 up to 43,958. NASDAQ dropped 50 at 19,230. S&P was up a fraction at 59.85. More details at srnnews.com.